Can you talk about the unique advantage you have? Do you specifically see one overseeing both?
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting, when I first learned of my additional role, I didn't know what to make of it initially. I mean, obviously, there's a higher education connection between the two. What I would say is that I thought, I now know, after being in this role for several months, this newer role, that it was actually very smart of the legislature and the governor to combine the two into one person, because the pension obligation, the impact on the state budget is part of our budget at IBHE. So we always talked about it. We didn't get into details on it because we don't manage the investments and we don't manage the benefit side. But we know that we have to look at the number. It's part of our budget. And so there was always, we always looked at it. We always knew about it. And now it's sort of bringing the issues together. And there is just a synergy between the two. And the other thing that I'd say is, my day job is that I'm chief legal officer of a Fortune 300 company. And the time that I became chair of the state pension board was when the financial crisis hit. And learning what I learned being in a corporate role, where we were, significantly, our pension was significantly affected by the economy and by the drop in stock prices and everything that happened that we all know about, it gives me an additional perspective and better knowledge of how pension funds work and a better appreciation of external forces impacting pension funding, et cetera.
In the role with IBHE, that one thing that is, I think it was discussed this week, they were asked or talked about how some universities are interested in borrowing. I'm sure you're hearing different proposals on different campuses, but what do you think should take place?
I think desperate times require desperate measures. And while I wouldn't want to see any institution, incur an expense that's unnecessary, I think it's pretty difficult to say that it's unnecessary to keep the lights on. It's unnecessary to continue classes and pay your professors. And so, I can assure you that no institution of higher education is going to borrow money unless they need to. They don't want to do that. On the other hand, do we want to sit by and say, don't do it at all and just let the chips fall where they may? And I don't think that we want to. So this is not their preferred option, I can assure you of that. They're trying to figure out any way to make it through this difficult time.
Do you look over what other institutions are starting to do with furloughs, anything?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're totally, linked in to the discussions among all of the presidents and chancellors of the major, of all the state higher education institutions. Like I said, we don't, approve. They don't always come to us, advise us in advance, but we keep abreast of what's happening because it's so critical to the overall higher education mission in the state.